Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834. And the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue with my teaching titled The Book of Romans, Our Guidebook for Christian Living, which I began on March 17th. This teaching is a verse-by-verse examination of this New Testament book and will provide the listener important details that will give all of us insight on how to live in victory by applying the biblical principles that Apostle Paul shares with us. When I speak of the book of Romans as a guidebook, I'm referring to a manual of information that will give the Christian the ability to live life skillfully in Jesus. It is a guide to a godly lifestyle that may be unknown or unfamiliar to some of you. Therefore, Apostle Paul wrote this book with the intention to lead us to the knowledge of God's New Testament promises, give us understanding on how to operate successfully through applying God's word, his promises to our life, and as a result, live according to God's wisdom as more than conquerors. It is no secret that the more we know and come to understand God's holy word, the easier it will be for each of us to apply the promises of God to our life by faith. It is through developing and becoming strong in faith that we not only please our Heavenly Father, but also come to experience the more than abundant life in Jesus. The kind of life that gives us the victory over all the challenges of life. If you are tired of being a victim of Satan and his demonic assignments, you need to be a part of this weekly study. For this teaching, I have selected two key verses from the book of Romans for our foundational passage. Please go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, I will be reading verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first and also to the Greek Gentile. Verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith, as it is written and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by his faith. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, I invite you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We finished examining chapter 11, verse 7, when I ran out of time. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 11, and we will begin at verse number 8. As a reminder, Romans chapter 11, the major topic is Israel is not cast away. I'm going to read from the Bible, verse 8. It says, just as it is written in Scripture, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that do not see, and ears that do not hear, a spiritual apathy that has continued to this very day. Here's my comment regarding verse number 8. In the Hebrew language, not like in English, Hebrew has a permissive tense. In the Old Testament writings, we often read that God gave, God put on, God cursed, and so forth. However, in the original Hebrew writings, the translation reads, God allowed. And we know from Scripture that God must allow the consequences of our decisions to take place because we allow it by our free will. When Israel chose to disobey, God had to allow them to have a spirit of stupor, to be in a state of near unconscious or insensibility. God allowed them to have a spirit of apathy, and He will allow you too if you allow it. It takes effort and time to study and do God's word. Can I get an amen? All right, let's go on and read from the Bible verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 says, and David says, let their table abundance become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Verse 10 says, let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their backs bend under their burden forever. Here's my comment regarding verses 9 and 10. Paul is quoting from David, who is cursing his enemies as recorded in Psalm 69. Let's continue with the Bible and read verse 11. The Bible says, so I say, have they stumbled so as to fall to spiritual ruin? Certainly not. But by their transgression, their rejection of the Messiah, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel jealous when they realize what they have forfeited. Here's my comment regarding verse 11. Israel has stumbled, but not to spiritual ruin, because God is love, and He is ready to forgive and bring all sinners back to Him in Jesus. We should never give up hope for the lost. Even in their dying bed, there is still hope for their salvation if we choose to present this gift of salvation with love. All right, let's continue with verse number 12. The Bible says, now if Israel's transgression means riches for the world at large, and their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment and reinstatement be? Here's my comment regarding verse 12. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, the scripture says, what you meant for evil, God meant for good to save many lives. This verse lets us know that the goodness is God's character. And no matter what evil man does, God will bring good out of the situation if we dare to believe and call on the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's continue with the Bible and read verse 13. It says, but now I am speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. Here's my comment regarding verse 13. Paul, a Jew, was called by God to minister, not to the Jews, but to the Gentiles. Thank God Paul was obedient and successfully ministered to us, the Gentiles. But notice that Paul was still concerned and hoped to serve his people, the Jews. All right, let's continue with verse 14. The Bible says, in the hope of somehow making my fellow countrymen jealous by stirring them up so that they will seek the truth and perhaps save some of them. Here's my comment regarding verse 14. Paul says that by serving the Gentiles and seeing their success, the Jews might become jealous and perhaps save some. I know for a fact that this same reaction is possible in our own families. While we are serving others, the success of others in Jesus will draw our own family members to salvation. So, listeners, don't give up. Continue to encourage and love on your family members who have not yet seen the truth, and live your life out in front of them as Jesus would, so they can be drawn to the gift of salvation. All right, then, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 15. The Bible says, "For if their present rejection of salvation is for the reconciliation of the world to God, what will their acceptance of salvation be but nothing less than life from the dead?" Here's my comment regarding verse 15. As a result of Israel's rejection of salvation, the Gentiles were used to reconcile the world to God. And the door is still open. Once Israel accepts the gift of salvation, they will have eternal life in Jesus. All right, let's read verse 16 from the Bible. It says, "If the first portion of the dough offered as the first fruits is holy, so is the whole batch. And if the root Abraham, the patriarchs, is holy, so are the branches, the Israelites." Here's my comment regarding verse 16. The first fruits offering is part of the Old Testament commandments that were required of the Israelites to be given to God as a holy offering. Paul reminds the Israelites that the first portion is holy, as well as the whole batch that the offering came from. Just like the root of Abraham is holy, making his branches holy too. Now, for those who don't understand about the branches, that is an indication of those who've accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, both Jews and Gentiles. Amen. All right, let's continue with the Bible and read verse 17. "But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, Gentiles, being like a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among them to share with them the rich root of the olive tree." Here's my comment regarding verse 17. The branches of Abraham were the Israelites, but they did not accept the salvation offered to them through Jesus. As a result, their branches were broken off, making way for the Gentiles to be grafted into the root of Abraham, allowing us to partake in the blood covenant of Jesus that is eternal and glorious. And I want to say right now, there is no better way to live than in Jesus the Christ, full of victory, prosperity, and blessings. And I can say from experience that it is the best way to live. No worries, no pain, no suffering. Oh yes, the tests, the trials come, but because we got the victory in Jesus, all we need to do is take the way of escape, which is the word of God. Amen. All right, let's continue with verse number 18. The Bible says, "Do not boast over the broken branches and exalt yourselves at their expense. If you do boast and feel superior, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you." Here's my comment regarding verse 18. Paul admonishes the Gentile not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to remember that our godly position in Jesus is a result of one man's obedience who believed God, and that is the father of faith, Abraham, a Jew. All right, let's read verse 19 from the Bible. It says, but you will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Here's my comment regarding verse 19. God will always find a willing and obedient person or people group to serve him with love. If you refuse to do your assignment, God will find another individual to do the work. When Israel refused, God spoke to the hearts of the Gentiles, and we accepted. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 20. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand by your faith as believers, understanding the truth of Christ's deity. Do not be conceited, but rather stand in great awe of God and fear him. Here's my comment regarding verse 20. God is looking for true believers who are willing and obedient to do his word. Those who believe and do will eat the good of the land, no matter what is going on in the world. This is why we must study, so that when the tribulations come, we will not be discouraged and follow the deceiver and his deceptions. All right, let's read verses 21 and 22 from the Bible. Verse 21 says, for if God did not spare the natural branches because of unbelief, he will not spare you either. Verse 22 says, then appreciate the gracious kindness and the severity of God to those who fell into spiritual ruin. Severity, but to you, God's gracious kindness, if you continue in his kindness by faith and obedience to him. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. Here's my comment regarding verses 21 and 22. Paul is exhorting us to stay in faith. Otherwise, we too will be passed over. All right, let's continue from the Bible and read verses 23 and 24. And even they, the unbelieving Jews, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God has the power to graft them in again. Let's read verse 24 from the Bible. It says, for if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and against nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much easier will it be to graft these who are natural branches back into the original parent stock of their own olive tree? Here's my comment regarding verses 23 and 24. Again, God is always ready to forgive us and to bring us back to him in Jesus. His kindness is available to the Jew and Gentile both. We have a merciful and loving God, family. Please don't run from God when we fall into areas that we know are contrary to his word. Instead, seek his face, repent, and go dust yourself off and go back to doing what God has called us to do, and that is to live out our lives in victory in Jesus. Amen. All right, let's continue with verse number 25. The Bible says, I do not want you believers to be unaware of this mystery, God's previously hidden plan, so that you will not be wise in your own opinion, that a partial hardening has temporarily happened to Israel, to last until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Here's my comment regarding verse 25. God is all-knowing, and he knew that the Jews would reject Jesus the Messiah. However, he did not harden their hearts, but he did allow them to exercise their free will to reject his gift of salvation, just like he allows each of us. Now, once the Jew rejected Jesus, this opened the door for the Gentiles to be discipled. All right, let's go to the Bible and read verses 26 and 27. Verse 26 says, "And so at that time, all Israel, that is all Jews who have a personal faith in Jesus as Messiah, will be saved, just as it is written in Scripture. The deliverer, Messiah, will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob." Verse 27 says, "This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." I'd like to give you my comment regarding verses 26 and 27. And it is, Jews for Jesus continues to grow in number. And these individuals are saved in him, and their sins are cleansed as the scriptures prophesied. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 28. From the standpoint of the gospel, the Jews at present are enemies of God for your sake, which is for your benefit. But from the standpoint of God's choice of the Jews as his people, they are still loved by him for the sake of the fathers. Here's my comment regarding verse 28. Yes, God loves all his children equally, both Jew and Gentile. However, we must remember that the promise was given to a few faithful saints of old who were obedient and made it possible for Jesus to be born. This is why even today both Jew and Gentile speak honorably of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was these obedient Jews that made the way for the promised legacy, the genealogy of the birth of our Savior. Remember, God works through obedient men and women to get his covenant established here in the earth realm, and he will use you too if you choose to be obedient to his word. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verse 29. It says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, for he does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call." Here's my comment regarding verse 29. The gifts and callings of God are truly irrevocable. In other words, not able to be changed, reversed, or recovered. This explains why we see so many individuals who are gifted in business or have a legal mind using their God-given gifts and talents for evil purposes successfully. So, we as Christians know that we should be about the Father's business, and those gifts and talents that he has given us, we should develop and use for his glory and honor. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verses 30 and 31. Verse 30 says, "Just as you once were disobedient and failed to listen to God, but have now obtained mercy because of their disobedience." Verse 31 says, "So they too have now become disobedient, so that they too may one day receive mercy because of the mercy shown to you." Here's my comment regarding verses 30 and 31. Both Jew and Gentile have received grace and mercy when we choose to be disobedient. We read in Romans 5, verse 8, that Jesus died for us, mankind, while we were yet sinners. God did not wait for us to come to him. He gave us a Savior when we did not even understand we needed one. So there is great mercy and love in our living God. He has a wonderful plan and purpose for each and every one of us. Amen. Let's continue in the Bible with verse 32. Verse 32 says, "For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all Jew and Gentile alike." Here's my comment regarding verse 32. God gave us a free will and then allowed us to choose right from wrong. And when we choose wrong with his great love, he still gave us mercy to come back to him through Christ our Lord. All right, let's go back to the Bible and read verses 33 and through 35. Verse 33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his decisions, and how infallible and untraceable are his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?" Verse 35, "Or who has first given to him that it would be paid back to him?" Here's my comment regarding verses 33 through 35. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, the Lord says that his thoughts are nothing like our thoughts, and his ways are far beyond anything we can imagine. So if we want to live under God's abundance, his protection and provisions, we must submit to his living word and allow his blessings to overtake us. Oh, family, I am out of time, but please return next week as we continue our study on the book of Romans, our guidebook for Christian living. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.